Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be mainly cloudy, slight chance for some showers, high around 75. Around this area at this hour, 67 degrees in Kenosha, 70 in Burlington, 66 in Milwaukee, 67 degrees in Racine. Parts of southeast Wisconsin left in the dark for various amounts of time due to last night's storms that blew in and caused a lot of problems. We Energy's Kathy Schultz telling WRJN News almost 37,000 customers affected by power problems at the height of the storm in their service area, mainly because of down lines from trees and tree branches. According to Schultz, over 2,000 of those customers were in the city of Kenosha, more than 1,000 each in the villages of Mount Pleasant and Caledonia. From there, the list went down to about a half a dozen in the city of Burlington. Power company repair crews busy all night and into this morning. Storms brought a few bolts of lightning as well. That may have contributed to starting a lawn on fire at a Wind Point home on Starlight Drive, while in Raymond, a brush fire on the 5 Mile Road area, 4600 block, that may have also been lightning related. Racine man accused of murdering a neighbor in an apartment above the former Sunshine Supermarket last October pleads guilty to first-degree intentional homicide at a hearing in Racine County Circuit Court. Additional charges of hiding a corpse and theft dismissed in return for 50-year-old Harry Fumick's plea, but it can be considered by Judge Emily Miller at his sentencing on August 15th. Fumick accused of strangling 50-year-old Kim Cantwell with an electrical cord from a fan, hiding her body in his refrigerator, then dumping it into a trash container. Racine County Judge Faye Flancher gives Milwaukee resident Damon Von Jackson Jr. the maximum 20 years in prison, then 10 years of extended supervision. That for the December 2014 murder of Maurice Carter during a botched robbery on the 1000 block of Grand Avenue. Jackson accused of pulling the trigger. He and two other Racine men, Bobby Henderson and Trevend Webster, had come up with a plan, according to police, to rob both Carter and another man that evening. But the plan led to Carter being shot and killed. The three men then went gambling at the Milwaukee Pottawatomie Casino. Henderson got 12 years in prison, Webster, 10 years. A man from Monroe, Wisconsin, who's got a history of working for churches in Dubuque, Iowa, now facing charges in Racine County for allegedly trying to meet the 15-year-old with whom he had chatted online since April, which is really a sheriff's investigator. 48-year-old Scott Nesbitt taken into custody for attempted second-degree sexual assault of a child, use of a computer to facilitate a child's sex crime, and possession of child pornography. He was in court yesterday. He was ordered to have no contact with minors and not use any electronic devices, and he'll be back in court next week for his preliminary hearing. Another one bites the dust. The words of Mount Pleasant Village President Dave DeGroot after the board last night deadlocked again 3-3 on his latest attempt to appoint somebody to a vacant trustee position. DeGroot had nominated recently retired South Shore Division Fire Chief Mark Pierce. Current Chief Bob Stedman said he felt that Pierce would make an excellent trustee despite his lack of political experience.
But what I can speak to is what an excellent employee Mark was for not only the village of Mount Pleasant, but the town of Mount Pleasant for over 37 years. I think he's highly respected in the community, like many others were or have been that were nominated. Mark does know a lot of people in the business community through all his years of being involved with the fire department, and more specifically with fire inspection and new building construction and whatnot.
Trustee Kenneth Waska could only say he just couldn't support Pierce at this time. The nomination died 3-3, another tie vote. The position's been vacant since current President Dave DeGroot resigned after being elected back in April. The Mount Pleasant Board also discussed the hiring process for a new village administrator last night. It's a process that is currently on hold with no agreement on whether the search was legally halted or if or when it should resume. Village President DeGroot putting a halt to the process, charging the Village Personnel Committee with reviewing the job description okayed by the full board prior to the last election. Trustee Gary Feast argued that the village president had no authority to halt the process.
You're discussing already approved board action, not hypothetical talk. This was already approved board action that now you're rediscussing. No, you first have to get the board to say, hold on. we're gonna reconsider what the village board wanted to do, and that has not occurred.
At one point, Feast seemed to indicate he thought the issue could be the subject of legal action. The process of hiring someone for the new position of human resources director is also on hold, and the agenda for last night included the finance director's position for that item in terms of a hiring status. It was also noted last night that the finance director, Kay Magar, had submitted a notice of retirement, but she later withdrew that request, and she is still on the job. Well, the familiar blue and white buses that have traveled the streets of Racine for all these years under the name Bell Urban System are going to be disappearing. The color scheme and the name, that is. The buses will stay and they'll be replaced with a new color scheme and the name Ride, with a Y, R-Y-D-E. There was an unveiling of the new branding for the city's bus system at the Corrine Reed Owens Transit Center on State Street. Mayor John Dickert saying the new look's designed to draw attention to the bus system.
Rebranding and revamping of our former Bell Urban System. The new name is matched with new initiatives for future for the public transit, Racine, and southeastern Wisconsin. Now, it might look a little interesting. You might think, we don't know how to spell. It's not an acronym. We just want people to look differently at us and look differently at how they ride.
He noted 38% of young people don't want a driver's license or own a car these days, so public transit, he said, is becoming much more important. Also highlighted at the unveiling, increased service through U.S. Coach. It'll be offering service to Kenosha's Metra station for trips on the train down to Chicago. A bus with the new bright orange-based color scheme pulling into the transit center as the new branding initiative was being unveiled. The change to be showing up on the city's buses over the next several weeks. Racine County Board's Executive Committee will meet at 5:15 this evening at the Eyesgrove Office Complex. The agenda includes a closed session about the current legal struggle with Sturtevant and over future use of a failed development site on Highway 11. Something may be announced afterward in open session. Right after that, at 5:45 p.m., a committee of the whole session, behind closed doors, on what is listed as the investment of public funds regarding competitive multi-site economic development opportunities and related strategies, but no open session afterward. And then the regular business meeting agenda for the Racine County Board at the 6:30 p.m. listed start time includes the use of public works reserve funds for phase two of the fire alarm system at the Eyesgrove building and authorizing a conditional $200,000 grant to the city of Burlington to buy the former Knights of Columbus building on East State Street and turn it into a new senior center. Tax Incremental District Number 8 in the city of Racine is about at the end of its normally allowed existence, but is headed for a one-year extension to benefit affordable housing programs and development efforts all over the community. At the Finance and Personnel Committee meeting, City Development Director Amy Connolly explained the State Street area TIF's increment can be part of a rather unique opportunity.
That was created in 1990, and now that it is now 2017, that's 27 years later, and that TIF is about to expire. So Wisconsin statutes has a provision that if you have a tax increment district that is ready to expire, you can extend it for 1 year only if the purposes are to improve affordable housing. And those monies can be used anywhere in the city, not just within the tax incremental district.
She indicated this one-year extension can do some good with the affordable housing effort a couple of different ways. The tax increment would not be available until 2019, according to Conley, but plugged into housing efforts covered until recently by the federal Neighborhood Stabilization Program. State law does not require any other affected tax incremental financing jurisdictions to be notified of the extension, but Conley said they'll get word ahead of the Common Council voting on it next week. And the National Science Foundation has awarded Carthage College about $1.2 million to recruit strong STEM students to fill gaps in the high school teaching field. With a grant from the Robert Noyce Teacher Scholarship Program, Carthage will be able to provide partial scholarships for up to 26 students over the next 5 years. This is a program open to enroll students majoring in biology, chemistry, mathematics, or physics. U.S. Department of Education says there's an acute shortage of high school teachers in math and the sciences all across Wisconsin, in fact, much of the Midwest. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscast. We keep that in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.